Part 1, Chapter 2, Mystery Schools and Mystery Babylon. In the cases of ancient Babylon, Samaria, and Egypt, these civilizations were dominated and ruled by families and men who had not only taken secret Luciferian oaths, but also through these oaths they obtained arcane knowledge, mathematics, science, technology, and various other teachings that originated from Lucifer. Additionally, they were educated in manners and techniques, in manipulating masses of people, in the human psyche, and taught how to predict and redirect the reactions and choices of the people. As in the Greek myth of Prometheus stealing fire from Mount Olympus and giving it to apparently unworthy humans, Lucifer teaches and divulges divine sciences to men, willing to bind themselves to him. Instead of the human race being provided these things by Almighty God in the manner and time of his choosing, Lucifer empowers these men to consider themselves superior to other humans and to set themselves up as pillars of wisdom and intellect. Those who are initiated into these groups by blood oaths and who obtain such secret teachings refer to themselves as adepts or experts. They consider themselves capable and worthy enough to be entrusted with and utilize this knowledge and power. They see themselves as highly elite beings, far beyond their lowly human peers. They refer to themselves as illuminated or illumined, the natural leaders and shepherds of the masses. As a side note, this is a deeply esoteric word. The reader ought to realize that any usage of it in modern times is never accidental nor arbitrary. It always carries arcane significance. They also refer to themselves as the guardians of the secrets of the ages. All those who are not initiates were considered lesser forms of life than they themselves, no better than beasts of burden who are easily manipulated with a bit of money, or lying, or flattery, or semblance of power, such as public office or academic recognition, or stoking of pride. All such persons were, and still are, referred to as profane. These people are suckered, duped, fooled, and otherwise coaxed into wittingly or unwittingly carrying out the will and agenda of the initiates. The adage, knowledge is power, is incredibly true, and such adepts understood that to disseminate any secret knowledge and teachings to the profane would be akin to surrendering their power and influence over them. Due to their highly sensitive nature, these teachings were rarely, if ever, written down, despite these civilizations possessing systems of writing. Formal and elaborate ceremonies, and in some cases rigorous tests, were established to initiate and teach individuals they considered worthy enough to join their ranks. A highly involved system of training and tutoring was established to progress members to higher levels or degrees of illumination, and also to pass on profoundly hidden knowledge they referred to as mysteries. These secret occult teachings and works, and the educational system in which they were passed on, have generally been referred to throughout history as the mystery schools. Throughout history, in every single nation and culture, there has been the establishment of at least one mystery school. In every known instance, even down to today, these mystery schools have been branches of other schools. In their own admissions, and revealed in their writings of their practices, philosophies, doctrine, worship, and ceremonies, all of them are traceable back to ancient Egypt and beyond, to Babylon and before the Great Flood. As quoted in Gideonhi's Epistle to Laconius in the Book of Helaman from the Book of Mormon, quote, "And behold, I am Gideonhi, and I am the governor of this the secret society of Gadianton, which society and the works thereof I know to be good, and they are of ancient date, and they have been handed down unto us." Unquote. Footnote 1. These schools are, in fact, deeply religious in structure and organization, with strict established roles, hierarchies, and duties of members. They are nothing short of branches of an unseen religion, literally the Church of Lucifer. An angel shows Nephi the development of one particularly abominable branch of Lucifer's church in a vision, recorded in chapters 13 and 14 of 1 Nephi. He shows Nephi that all such religious organizations are, in fact, connected to each other to form one tyrannical whole. Quote, "And it came to pass that the angel said unto me, Look, and behold that great and abominable church, which is the mother of abominations, whose founder is the devil. And he said unto me, Behold, there are save two churches only. The one is the church of the Lamb of God, and the other is the church of the devil. Wherefore, whoso belongeth not to the church of the Lamb of God belongeth to that great church, which is the mother of abominations, and she is the whore of all the earth. And it came to pass that I looked, and beheld the whore of all the earth, and she sat upon many waters, and she had dominion over all the earth, among all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people." End quote. Footnote 2. The angel states unequivocally that whosoever is not baptized by authority into the Church of Jesus Christ belongs to, i.e. is subject to, manipulated by, unwittingly supports, the Church of Lucifer. The religion of secret societies, the Luciferian doctrine, lies at the core of all these secret mystery schools. And since the times of ancient Egypt and Babylon, it has been referred to, even amongst themselves, as Mystery Babylon, as recorded by John the Beloved, quote, "And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus." End quote. Footnote 3. One can't help but wonder if the comma between mystery and Babylon was erroneously added by translators or transcribers. The inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk. We are all drunk, all of us. We are in a perpetual stupor under the influence of Mystery Babylon. To fully comprehend the root and permeation of this influence, to awaken to the realization that the entire secular world and all secular and religious institutions, corporations, philosophies, morals and ethics, media outlets, and all religions other than the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, are under the control and manipulation of Mystery Babylon. This is exactly what Moroni meant when he commanded us to awake to a sense of your awful situation. Esoteric and exoteric. It is important to gain a full comprehension behind the concepts of the term esoteric and exoteric. They are defined as follows by multiple established and authoritative sources. Exoteric. Number 1. Suitable for or communicated to the general public. 2. Not belonging, limited, or pertaining to the inner or select circle, as of disciples or intimates. 3. Popular, simple, commonplace. 4. Pertaining to the outside, exterior, external. Origin. Late Latin exotericus. Refers to knowledge that is outside of and independent from anyone's experience, can be ascertained by anyone, relates to external reality as opposed to one's own thoughts or feelings. Knowledge that is public as opposed to secret or Kabbalistic. It is not required that exoteric knowledge come easily or automatically, but it should be reproducible and able to be referenced. Antonym, esoteric. Esoteric. 1. understood by or meant for only the select few who have special knowledge or interest. Recondite, poetry full of esoteric allusions. 2. Belonging to the select few. 3. Private, secret, confidential. 4. Of a philosophical doctrine or the like, intended to be revealed only to the initiates of a group. Example, the esoteric doctrines of Pythagoras. Origin, Greek, esotericus. Synonyms, abstruse, arcane, cryptic, enigmatic. That which is preserved or understood by a small group or those specially initiated. In order for the mystery schools to keep secret knowledge hidden from the uninitiated, yet perceivable and fully understandable to the initiated and adepts, everything has both an esoteric and exoteric interpretation. The general public, the profane, are fed the exoteric, the myths, the sometimes bizarre or disjointed stories of gods and heroes, and are given various simplistic, sometimes even insulting to one's intelligence, explanations to the symbols and symbolism used. However, the initiates and the adepts are provided the esoteric explanations to these same symbols and myths. They are given to know exactly what the gods and heroes represent in those strange old stories. Such characters and beings often don't actually represent any kind of person, deity, or being at all. They often represent concepts, techniques, or even institutions. Therefore, symbolism becomes a major factor in the worship, religion, beliefs, and communication of the adepts of mystery schools. Whatever the general public makes of these exoteric things, whatever conclusion they wish to come to about what the symbols mean, the adepts and initiates of the mystery schools don't care. The use of arcane and strange symbolism is merely a system with which they simultaneously cover up their actual beliefs, secret knowledge, and object of worship from the knowledge of the profane, while providing the ability to communicate the esoteric meanings with other adepts. Symbolism is used by the Lord to provide a deeper, more visceral meaning to his teachings, such as in parables, in allegories, in visions and dreams, and in comparisons. However, in Mystery Babylon, symbolism is used to create layers of deception over the actual esoteric meanings, while also being used as a manner of communicating with other initiates. The profane are merely given erroneous and superficial explanations to these things in order to placate or deflect them. Chapter 2 Footnotes. Number 1. 3 Nephi, chapter 3, verse 9, the Book of Mormon. Footnote 2. 1 Nephi, chapter 14, verses 9 through 11, the Book of Mormon. Footnote 3. Revelations, chapter 17, verses 1 through 6.